How many? Do you actually know the number that was paid?
No, we lost count. I think we got confused once Darren Young got his done, and then over the other side.
Well, where was Youngies? Where was Youngies? I can't remember.
In front of the
end. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know when he gets busted?
Yep.
Ken, what better performance tonight? How far away do you think you are from being at your very best?
We've certainly started to go in the right direction. That's positive. I think we might have won 7 of our last 8 quarters. I think that's pretty honest, and that's what we've got to be better at. You know, we haven't been able to do that as well as we'd like. So, you know, we might have lost 1 last week, so we might have won 6 of our last 8 perhaps quarters. So I think that's an improvement, but we've still got a lot to work on, obviously.
Where do you reckon you've made progress tonight?
Our last couple of weeks we've made progress on just executing team roles. I think that's what we've made progress in. We've just we've connected together and said, okay, there's a, you know, way that we have to play for us. You know, we're not a, everyone have probably talk us up as being a, you know, fast moving, sexy looking football side. I think we're not that. We just got to be honest, and that's, you know, said that the boys, honest, respectful, and humble as a football club is what Port Adelaide are, and that's what they have to stay. Some will challenge that over the journey about Port over a long period of time, but I think that's what our football club stands for.
More confidence with it, more reassured
of
what they can do?
We hope so. We hope so, Rich, because, you know, as I said, over the last couple of weeks, the only way I know you do build a bit of that confidence is do it consistently. You can't do it one in, one out, one quarter, not the next quarter type stuff. You know, and I think it started back slowly getting a bit better against Geelong. You know, we played that first 40 minutes of that game and, you know, their form's been pretty strong. So I thought that's been building for us a little bit.
Martin seemed to dominate the rucks, but your midfield was for so good in clearing. That would have been very pleasing for you.
Yeah, our ruck clearance machine was out there tonight, wasn't he, Jacko? Mm-hmm. I think he had equal amount of clearances as he did hit out. So, you know, we know we're challenged in that area. We know it's a significant obstacle for us. But, you know, what Jacko brought to the table tonight was some honesty and just went at the ball and did his best. Dukes tried to do that for us last week. And, you know, we're in the position we're in, and we'll make the most of the opportunities that we can with the structure that we can play.
Do you expect him to sort of maintain that level of play? Or?
I hope so. I mean, I like it. I mean, he's capable of. He showed that tonight. You know, he's got more challenges coming, and, you know, along with Westy and Charlie at times, they're going to have to share that load. And, you know, Dugs will be a part of that at some stage too.
What does it say to him that he competes for the first ruck and then clears it himself?
Well, it's a nice start for him, and, you know, and I just said to Jacko inside, for the first time in a long time, I thought Jacko might have been worried about coming back into the side. You know, on the performance of the team the week before, I thought he might have been sitting there a bit anxious about his position in the team, and, you know, I was pretty clear with both him and Chad that their responsibility was just to play a role, nothing more than that, and if they fulfilled that, we'd be very happy with them, so.
Is that just a vibe, or did he say something to you?
No, it's just my feeling. You know, you get to know your players pretty well, and you get a sense that you know, they're a little bit edgy or they're not a bit edgy. And, you know, he was clearly a little bit. He was anxious to hear the teams being called out. One of the old days where the Thursday night teams came out, he was probably pretty keen to hear it.
Did you like to see that?
I think it's when you're in good position, when people get, you know, they want their spot on the side and they know it's not guaranteed. I think that's a good thing.
And what did you make of the
Dorgren
out of bounds interpretation?
Yeah, there was a few, but I, you know, without dismissing it, I know there was a lot in the game. I don't know that there was too many really bad ones in any way. I thought that I thought everyone could sense that it was going to happen, so that becomes easier to read. So it does make it easier for players if it is quite predictable. I thought the umpires made it, you know, most of the time not predictable that was what was going to happen, so players then could make those adjustments. Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good for the game. I think it keeps the game alive. It, you know, keeps the ball in play. You see, we all know we're seeing players absolutely trying to keep the ball in play more often than not now. The only one that's a little bit hard is the one when you're under real pressure, right on the line, and it looks like you're almost conceding, getting pushed over the line, and they pay that again. That's the only one that I reckon. We've seen one over the weekend, didn't we? I'm trying to think where I've seen that, but I did see one where someone got tackled over the line. I thought that's just not right.
So how do you coach that rule?
No, we play to keep the ball in play as best we possibly can, and that's what we try to do. But, you know, we certainly won't. You know, we're under pressure. We've got to kick the ball where we've got to kick the ball. You know, some of the explanations I've got in the past are, well, if you're under pressure, you've got to kick it back into the middle, and we're not going to do that. We'll try and keep the ball in, but we're not going to be silly about it.
You pretty well makeshift in a lot of areas. That was the good that comes out of it for your plan in particular.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, Rich, that we're makeshift because, you know, back half of last year, we are about where we are now. You know, we've still got some players out, but you're always going to have some players out. But, you know, Charlie's... Yeah, they've been reinvented themselves. I think, you know, you're talking about blokes like Stewie. I think Jarman Impey's gone forward and played a different role. So, we've challenged some people in some other spots. Jasper's in pretty good form, and, you know, some of the players just continue to... And we've still got a lot of growth in some of our players. We understand that.
You mentioned that vibe with Jacko before. Are you sort of noticing a change in vibe amongst the whole group over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said no. I think... The facts are, yeah, I reckon I have. I reckon they've understood a little bit of, you know, what they want to be as much as who they think they are. And I think they're understanding that a bit better. And, you know, it's easy to get distracted in this game. It is really easy to get distracted. And, you know, we don't want to be in that space, but sometimes it happens. I think as a team at the moment, we're starting to move in the right direction. We're trying to make the wheel move again. You know, it's been stuck for a while and we're just pushing and pushing and, you know, it's maybe it moved a fraction for us. Who did
they? Oh
no, I think they just got. We as a footy team, we want to play well, but we're not quite. Sometimes we're not quite sure what makes us play as well as we need to, you know. And it does get confusing. You think that it's not just one thing or another. It's not one small part of your game. It's just you know when you're getting it right, and you know when it's building, you can feel it. And I think for them, from their point of view, I think they can start to, as I said, they start to feel that wheel just moved a little bit tonight for them. No, you won't get me saying that they thought they were ahead of themselves or anything like that. That's not what they are. They work damn hard all pre-season. They're a really honest group of players and you know, they actually deserve to keep improving because they've worked so hard at it. So, but just sometimes it's not quite where you want it to be. You know, whether that's in defence, whether that's in stoppage, whether that's in offence, you're just not quite getting the connections right.
Yeah, I thought your forward line worked particularly well today, especially after quarter time with 18 goals. And obviously Dixon and Westhoff gelled today.
Yeah, well, I thought Jake, Jarman and Chad in there together and Arch and then Aaron Young, hard, like he's really hard, Youngie, and you know, I think, as I said, they might have kicked 13 or 14 or something, 15 maybe between them, the key forwards, you know, with Chad, Westy, Charlie, Youngie kicked three, I think. So, you know, there's a good spread of goal kickers, but they were all from working hard.
For all the naysaying and commentators investing you a couple of weeks ago, you 16 premiership points from 7 rounds.
Yeah, we deserved that though. We were playing. Yeah. We haven't been playing great, honest football. You know, and you know this game doesn't miss, and that's what we cop. And we still haven't turned it around. By the way, we're still got to keep at it. You know, and that's who we are. We just got to keep turning up. Don't give up, and just keep going to work.
Does it say something about the fact that things can seem worse than they are?
Oh, it's a tough footy season. That's what we've all don't forget, but we do react to results a little bit from week to week. But that's what the game does. But it is a really tough footy season. The games are close. I mean, St Kilda, they got beat by a goal by North Melbourne, who are undefeated. You know, every week you see the draw do strange things, and you think, well, at the start of the year, you know, we talk about draws. Fremantle, were they going to 0-7? And you know, they nearly got GWS last night. So it's so close.
And how much has Aaron Young impressed you this season?
Oh, he's been able to battle through when it hasn't been working, probably as much as anyone that we've had. He's been able to hit the scoreboard in those games where we weren't playing that great a football. So, you know, we're round 7, he's played 6 games this year, so that's as good as Young he's done in my time in this early part of the season. He certainly looks like he's not going out of the side in a hurry. He's pretty keen, as I said, a bit like Jacko. They're keen to stay in the side. They want to work for their spot and they're prepared to do whatever it takes. So he's been really good for us.
Ken, when you're a midfield coach, it's taken a fair bit of smashing this year and you get numbers like this against unconventional rucks. Is that the response that NZ developed?
It's a reflection of the work they're doing. That's what I think it is. I mean, you're not getting the results that we want. Michael and Buddha and the midfield team, I see the work they're doing. And we know how hard they're trying to get their roles done, and we know the quality of the opposition have caused them some problems at times, but tonight they were able to get themselves on top and, you know, and put on a strong performance. So again, it's a week-to-week thing. We understand, as I said, we understand we're challenged with the hit-outs, and that's making it a bit harder for everyone underneath to get their jobs as well as they'd like them done, but it's only a small part of the issue. We've just got to make sure we keep going hard at it and winning our own ball.
Did you pull up tonight, and are you likely to get any players back next week?
No, pulled up fine. I think it's a couple of corkies and stuff that you'd get out of a game of football, but nothing too much. I think Robbie's a real chance for next week, but again, as we've done all the way through, we won't risk him. If he done it on a Wednesday, so it's very light, low-grade hamstring, so he's run really well Friday. As of Friday, that we were talking about him playing next week, so if he runs and trains well Wednesday, Friday, he'll play if he's available.
How much is Calvin your proposition these days?
Yeah, well, I went and watched him yesterday. I was really interested to see what they were doing firsthand, and jumped on the plane yesterday morning to go over and have a look. And I really liked what I seen. I think Bolts is doing a really good job. They've got a good midfield going, Cruiser and Gibbs and Murphy and Simpson down back, and they've got some targets in their front half. So they won three in a row. You win three in a row in this competition, you're going okay, and you're going you're heading in the right direction in a hurry, I think. And there wasn't too many people prepared to say that about Carlton. I think again Brisbane tonight, respect what they were able to do. 3 points to Sydney last week. I keep saying it to people. It's a tight comp. But when you see what Carlton are able to do, we've got a real challenge coming up again next week, and we need to make sure we're at our best.
I know all coaches, make the same comment that they expect every match to be hard, no match is easy, yep. And a lot of clichés involved in it. But pre-season, did you look at the program and think Carlton is one game that you should win, whereas are you surprised by their form?
No, I'm not surprised by their form. I think if you look at their personnel, you go by what their ages and their experiences have played, that they've got some players who have actually played a lot of footy. So, they'd lost some confidence as a football club probably, and they've been able to build back some of that confidence. When you get that back, you can turn it around really quickly. But as I said, you look at the draw at the start of the year and you start sitting going, oh, they're okay, they're no good. And then we end up at round seven and there's some people who would be sitting there right now going, I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think this was going to be going on. Every side in the competition is probably in a different spot to where the experts outside thought it might be. All good?
Thank you.
Thank you.